at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis at The D Lewis For Real at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station. And, of course, at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another week into the look of the world of high school sports here in the great state of Georgia. Of course, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it. But, you know, we like to keep things right here in our own backyard, and that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. We're loaded, man. We got a full roster. Looking forward to bringing you another great show. Some of our guests tonight, Rashawn Truell, quarterback for New Hampstead down in Savannah, man. He just threw for 635 yards in their most recent game. So I had to reach out, get him on the line, and you'll hear my conversation with him, as well as Lakeside Vikings head coach Morris Starr. They're on a nice win streak and getting region play underway very well. And finally, Lincoln Dallaire of the Stars Mills Panthers, wide receiver. Lincoln, you may remember last year he was on the show. He actually called in because his parents heard me talking about him, but courtesy of him, they eliminated Central from the playoffs last year in the quarterfinals. Well, that rematch takes place this Friday, and both teams looking good here early on in the season. All right, so real quick, before we get into the prep roundup, Braves season has come to an end. They fought back in this one. They were down 5-2. Michael Harris in the top of the eighth inning hit a two-run home run to make it 5-4. But unfortunately, Suarez comes in for the Padres and retires the side. And that is it. Hats off to the Braves, man. Heck of a season. All the injuries they had to deal with. Most people probably would have never thought they would have even gotten this far. So that's that. Hopefully they get healthy and next year they can, make another run at it. All right. With that being said, man, Sonny, how you doing? You good over there?
As you can see, I'm dressed. My hero died this week.
Yeah. Pete Rose, RIP. Personally, I think they should throw an asterisk next to his name in and put him in the hall. And it's unfortunate because in his documentary on Netflix, he actually talked about the fact that he just wanted to go in before he died. It's almost like he knew it was coming, and he just didn't want it to happen after he passed away. So, unfortunately, if they put him in, that will be the case. So, you're decked out. So, all right, man, let's go ahead and get into the prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Alrighty, so as you know, last week, Hurricane Helene came, hit stateside, and its impact on Georgia was big. You had a lot of teams moving and scrambling games. Some teams were able to sneak them up into Wednesday. Some waited till Saturday. In fact, a lot throughout the whole state, majority of the games that were played this past weekend were on Saturday. And then you had a lot that actually played Monday. Some are going to just play at a later date. But because of all of this, there's actually some areas where schools still don't have power. They're just still dealing with issues because of the storm's impact on Georgia. And with that being said, Georgia High School Association has decided to push back the start date of the playoffs this year. So what that means, if you remember, the date was going to be, I think it's a November 4th. I'll double check. But we had a bye week baked in there where we would have Thanksgiving Friday off throughout the playoffs. Well, because of the storm, they want to give time for these teams and schools to get their games made up, because the problem is a lot of these games are region games, so they're going to have implications on the standings and if teams can get into the playoffs, things of that nature. So they got to have the games. They can't not some of them can't just be like, We're just not going to play. No, that can't be the case. And with that being said, GHSA decided to go ahead and push the start date for the playoffs back in a week, and that's going to eliminate that bye week, and this gives teams time to make up those games. So, I mean, it was kind of, you kind of saw that would be the writing on the wall once the impact of the storm was really kind of recognized, I guess you would say, and whatnot, and, you know, people got a chance to see exactly, assess their situations and whatnot. So kudos to GHSA for going ahead and making that happen. And look, this doesn't just affect, it didn't just affect football. You have softball that was impacted, and in some cases, volleyball and cross country may have been impacted too. So look, just thoughts and prayers to everyone dealing with it. Glad GHSA went on and made this decision. All right, let's get into some shout-outs and accolades. St. Pius volleyball head coach John Frederick reaching 900 career wins this past week. Congratulations to Coach Frederick. North Atlanta boys basketball's Nigel Thomas committing to Kennesaw State. Cal softball's Quinn Overby committing to Emmanuel University. And in our look back last week, a little football action. Spalding taking on Fayette County region matchup. Spalding defeating Fayette County 47-14, improving to 2-2 in region play. And it was really their defense and special teams all night that made things happen for them. First possession of the game for Fayette County, Spalding gets an interception. Second possession for Fayette County, Spalding forces a fumble and recovers it. They score on both of those ensuing possessions. They also had a forced a safety on a punt, and then they had a punt return for a touchdown. So fantastic night on the defensive side and special team side of the ball for Spalding, for the Jaguars. And here's head coach Nick Davis, who actually used to coach at Fayette County afterwards.
Very much needed. You know, we told the guys we control our own destiny. And I enjoyed the kids coming out. We started fast. Still had a lot of mistakes that we got to continue to correct. You know, personal fouls and stuff like that. That stuff just been killing us all year. We got to become a more disciplined football team. And that's what we're just harping on at the end right here with our team. And that's what we're going to continue to work on every day in practice.
All right, you talked about starting fast. How about your defense? First two possessions for Fayette County, you guys forced turnovers and take advantage of it immediately. Got to be impressed with how they got things going for you guys.
Yeah, we, you know, that hadn't happened a lot for us. The ball hadn't bounced our way all year defensively, just trying to get turnovers, things of that nature. You know, but the night it happened for us, so we're very proud of that, and hopefully we can continue that.
All right, how important was it for you to see your offense be able to take advantage of those short field situations throughout the night?
Well, I'm very glad about that because that's been our key all year. We've been getting in the red zone, getting penalties, personal foul things that's been backing us out, hurting ourselves. And, you know, we just got to keep maturing, keep working. You know, we have a young football team, but, you know, this week six, getting ready to be week seven, that can no longer be an excuse. So we got to continue to get better in that aspect.
All right, another tough region one next week. What do you want to see the guys work on this week as you get ready?
Everything, little things, you know, the discipline part of it. That's what we got to work on and not shoot ourselves in the foot, the mental preparation, the mental toughness.
All right, and again, that was head coach Nick Davis, Spalding Jaguars, and they'll get ready for, they're getting ready, I should say, for Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek rolling right now. They're unbeaten overall and in region play. So that's going to be a tough one on hand for Spalding. We'll see if they can keep that momentum behind them. Flag football is here, ladies and gentlemen. And I got a chance to stop by the DeKalb County Jamboree featuring several teams, including Southwest DeKalb. The wins didn't count. It wasn't a wins-loss thing, but it was a good tune-up for everybody. So they did operate the scoreboard, I'll say that. And Southwest DeKalb looked great. 30-0 was the final in their win over Arabian Mountain. And again, just a tune-up game. Doesn't go into the win and loss columns. But I did get a chance to catch up with Coach Coleman afterwards about, you know, just seeing the performance of his girls and getting ready to get that season rolling.
Man, I'm so proud of them. We've been working. We've been training a lot. I got a lot of new girls. And just to see that they're excited, they're ready to play. They came out here ready to learn how to play the game, first of all, but I'm all excited for the season.
All right, what did you guys take away from last season that you wanted to build upon this season as you guys get ready?
Team, being a team and finishing the whole game.
You guys will get ready for your first matchup next week, right?
Yep.
What's the message as you guys start preparing?
Let's get it. Let's get it. That's it. It's simple. Let's get it.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the start of another season, and good luck down the stretch.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, Coach Coleman, man. Short, sweet, to the point. Let's get it. And they actually were in action tonight. Didn't see scores posted, but they it was a try match between them, Dunwoody, and Parkview, if I'm not mistaken. So, obviously, we'll keep you updated on the flag because, again, they keep them they start around now, and their schedule will line up perfectly so that they are in the bins at the same time as the boys on the gridiron. So fun stuff there. And then finally, yesterday, I made my way over to Harrison for senior night for the volleyball team. They defeated Noonan 3-0, improving to 22-11 on the season, and it's also their seventh consecutive win. And they're getting ready for their region tournament. They've already locked up the number one seed. So, but fantastic year for them under first-year head coach and an alum of Harrison, Coach Christina Johnson, who I caught up with afterwards, and she spoke about, you know, getting that win on senior night.
We're just coming off a fall break, so it was nice to, like, come out here. Didn't play as clean as we could, but just to get the win, it was nice on senior night.
All right, and let's talk about the match, because I think almost all three sets you all pretty much had to kind of come from behind, especially in set three where you had the biggest deficit of the night. Seeing them be able to battle back like that, what does that tell you about this team as you guys get ready for what's going to be a tough region tournament?
It is. It's definitely a mentality that we've been trying to establish this year of just to continue to fight. But the game's never over, and so I'm really proud that I really feel like they've grown this year a lot in terms of learning how to battle back and to not fold.
All right, and again, in the midst of a fantastic run and really a fantastic season so far for you ladies, how does it feel for you in your first year, coming back to your alma mater, just having the girls be able to buy in and kind of see the fruits of the labor?
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting being an alumni of this school. We've talked a lot about the legacy that these girls want to leave at Harrison Volleyball, and that every time they step out on the court, they're proud to represent this school, to be a Hoya, and I'm just really proud of the progress that they made and the mentality that they're really adapting in terms of who we are as Harrison Volleyball.
All right, and the Harrison Hoyas can bring home a state title if what happens.
Our first priority is winning region. You know, I really do feel like going into the region tournament, even though we won the regular season, that we're still an underdog. I think that if people were betting, they're still on an opponent of ours. And so our first priority is region, and then from there we're going to go focus on state.
All right, and again, that was head coach Christina Johnson, Harrison Hoyas Volleyball. Good luck to those ladies. They'll close out the regular season with two more matches. They have one tomorrow with Marietta, and then they'll host Kale next week. And then, again, getting ready for a very tough region tournament, but they do have that number one seed locked up, and that is your prep roundup. Still to come here on the show, head coach Morristar of the Lakeside Vikings football team, quarterback Rashawn Truel of New Hampstead, 635 yards in a game, 6 touchdowns to go along with it. And Lincoln Delair of the Stars Mills Panthers football team, they got a big matchup this Friday. I'll actually be down there for that one, and I was there when these two teams met up last year. What a finish, and Lincoln was all in the mix of it. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.